You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are at the Game On Accessible Gaming Evening, put on at the National Museum of Scotland in collaboration with RNIB and Triple Tap Tech. And we're joined by game lover Matthew from RNIB. So Matthew, we're walking around the exhibition now. There's lots of noises, but you were telling me a bit about your history of gaming. So can you start with the Game Boy and how you used to play Pokemon on that?
Yes, so I was reminiscing as we came up here a minute ago on how did I manage with games when I was younger. So the generation of games that I grew up with, being a 31-year-old now in 2024, the ones I remember are PS2, Nintendo GameCube and Game Boy. During the lockdowns in 2020, I pulled out my old Game Boy and put in the Pokemon games I used to play when I was younger, as a bit of a escapism pastime that I tried to do. And I couldn't do it anymore. When I was younger, I would sort of squint. I would have the Game Boy laid on my bed. I would kneel on the floor with the Game Boy sort of in my left hand and half of my right hand. And in my right hand, I would be trying to do the A and B buttons and also clutching a magnifier between my eye and the screen. And somehow I played my way through several Pokemon games with that setup. Is it eye strain and that my eyes at 30 aren't as good as they were at 10? Or is it just I'm too used to accessing digital things in another way now and I can't manage that I used to be happy not reading everything, and I was trying to, and it just wasn't quite enough. I was quite sad not to be able to do that anymore, but at the same time that I smuddled my way through it when I was younger, and that my brother was always one step ahead in Pokemon and told me where to go, that was probably a big help. But I was also wondering to myself, the sweet spot of console gaming, which growing up for me was PlayStation 2 and GameCube, how did I manage with that? And I was thinking, well, that's the sort of generation where more and more things started to be voice acted, so you didn't have to read everything on screen. But pre-HD, you've not got any elements that are too small or too fine that I couldn't see them with the sort of 5 to 10% vision I've got, so long as I was sat right up against the telly. And then as we started to go into the HD era, things got a bit harder because everything got a wee bit more detailed, the games had many more layers to them that you had to learn. And now I'm really hopeful. I bought my first fully sort of, well, I would think of it as almost fully accessible game last year, Hogwarts Legacy, and that having voiced menus and a voiced map, large print, high contrast, is the first time I've really felt like I could play a modern game, and hopefully we'll get back to a world that feels a little more like this nostalgic sweet point of my childhood, where between how the games were not accessible by design, but how they worked with me and the support network I had, I'd love to get back to that again. So I'm quite excited about that, being in here.
Yeah, it sounds really exciting. And what does it feel like being back in this nostalgic environment?
Well, it was a tricky balancing act sometimes. My brother, he wasn't perfect. He confessed to one knowing mess up that he made when we were little. My mum asked him what video game would Matthew like for Christmas one year. And my brother told mum that I wanted Sega Superstars, which was a game that came with a iToy camera for the PlayStation 2. I could not play anything that worked with that blooming iToy camera. I had to try and be polite there. My brother wanted that game. He knew I would probably try and find it difficult, and that was one of my worst Christmas Day memories, because when I opened it, it wasn't the game that I wanted. I can't remember what game I wanted. But as soon as I realised what it was and that it was using the iToy camera, my heart just plummeted. And I do remember being quite upset about that Christmas Day. So it was a fine balancing act, and it really was a combination of, you know, being sat near the telly, taking a bit more time, looking a bit more closely. But it could and did work a lot of the time with that combination of just things being voice acted, the text being larger because the resolution was smaller. And if you had a a sweet spot of a telly, not too small, but not too big, so that I could easily move my head around closer to it. Everything just about worked a fair amount of the time. And when my brother was being nice, he would help and tell me what to do when I couldn't work it out.
Well, we'll see if we can find a PlayStation 2 game and see if you can get a high score that beat your brother's highest ever score.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew, for joining us here at the Game On exhibition on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.